Chapter 9. And he proceeded to call out in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Have those giving their attention to the city come near, each one with his weapon in his hand for bringing ruin. And look, there were six men coming from the direction of the upper gate that faces to the north, each one with his weapon for smashing in his hand. And there was one man in among them clothed with linen, with a secretary's inkhorn at his hips. And they proceeded to come in and stand beside the copper altar. And as regards the glory of the God of Israel, it was taken up from over the cherubs over which it happened to be to the threshold of the house. And he began calling out to the man that was clothed with the linen, at whose hips there was the secretary's inkhorn. And Jehovah went on to say to him, Pass through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and you must put a mark on the foreheads of the men that are sighing and groaning over all the detestable things that are being done in the midst of it. And to these others he said in my ears, Pass through the city after him, and strike. Let not your eye feel sorry, and do not feel any compassion. Old man, young man and virgin, and little child and women, you should kill off to a ruination. But to any man upon whom there is the mark, do not go near, and from my sanctuary you should start. So they started with the old men that were before the house. And he said further to them, Defile the house, and fill the courtyards with the slain ones. Go forth. And they went forth and struck in the city. And it came about that while they were striking and I was left remaining, I proceeded to fall upon my face and cry out and say, Alas, O sovereign Lord Jehovah, are you bringing to ruin all the remaining ones of Israel while you are pouring out your rage upon Jerusalem? So he said to me, The error of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. And the land is filled with bloodshed, and the city is full of crookedness. For they have said, Jehovah has left the land, and Jehovah is not seeing. And as for me also, my eye will not feel sorry, neither shall I show compassion. Their way I shall certainly bring upon their own head. And look, the man clothed with the linen at whose hips there was the inkhorn, was bringing back word, saying, I have done just as you have commanded me.